Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, April 24th, 2020. For practicing Muslims, Ramadan began last evening, consisting of a month of fasting from sunrise to sunset and then breaking fast in the evenings to eat with friends and family. The Central Council of Muslims in Germany, or ZMD, message remarked that while this year there will be no communal gatherings, no Quran readings in mosques, and no traditional prayers at night or on Fridays, the faithful will make their homes the places of worship. Mohammed Hajjaj, the Berlin ZMD regional chairman, assumes that most Muslims will handle the changes calmly, explaining, quote, "From a purely theological point of view, one does not need a place of worship for the experience of Ramadan, because it's about a commitment between them and God. It's about something spiritually intimate. The mosque is only there for the sense of community." However, the fact that people now pray and eat more at home seems to mean additional preparation stress for many families. An employee of the Ada supermarket explained to RBB, quote, "The restaurants are closed, so everyone is cooking at home and shopping more," and then added that sales have risen over the last weeks and a significant increase is expected again during Ramadan. 28-year-old Basil Almouza remarked to the RBB that he will definitely fast or at least try to, stating, quote, "If I become ill and I'm in danger of dehydrating, then of course I will stop." Otherwise, he's looking forward to Ramadan, which ends on May 23rd, adding, quote, "I will sit at home, I will eat with my family in the evening, and wash my hands more often than usual. What we're going to do, it's happening all over the world." The Senate Department for Environment, Transport, and Climate Protection has urged all district offices to use additional money for the irrigation of plants during the continuing drought. It was possible for the first time in the budget negotiations to allocate almost 50 million euros for more green space maintenance, tree care, and new plantings. Of the total sum, the districts will have additional funds of around 22 million euros available in 2020 alone. The Senate administration announced that this creates the basis for the districts to deal with the challenges of the weather and the climate situation. March and April saw very little rain in Berlin this year. The persistent drought is a very serious problem for the city's urban green space after the two previous years with hot summers and long periods of drought. Senator Regina Günther thanked the many private initiatives and nature conservation associations that are promoting the additional irrigation of Berlin's urban greenery through appeals and campaigns, stating, quote, "It's important for the city that the private initiative is added to the efforts of the Senate and the districts. Every watering can counts." In addition, Berlin's city sanitation department could also be commissioned to provide additional irrigation services. Unknown persons vandalized a window of the Schulis, or gay museum, in Tiergarten. The museum announced on Wednesday that last weekend it appeared that stones were thrown against the window, damaging it. There was no letter of confession, and for now it's unclear whether it was an accidental or a targeted act. A police spokesperson confirmed the incident, but spoke of a, quote, "unknown object" that had damaged the window. The state police at the State Office of Criminal Investigation is on the case, as it's possible that there was an anti-gay background to the crime. In March of 2016, a similar incident had occurred when metal projectiles had been fired at the window of the museum. The Schulis Museum was founded in 1984 and is considered one of the largest LGBTQ museums in the world. It's funded by the state of Berlin, and while it's currently closed, its reopening is planned for May. The climate movement Fridays for Future, or FFF, wants to start an art action in front of the Bundestag starting this morning at 10:30. Spokesperson Quang Patsch told the German press agency yesterday, quote, "Around 70 local groups from all over Germany have sent their collected posters and signs to Berlin, which will be assembled at this highly symbolic location. 20 people will be on site for the installation of the signs." In addition, on the occasion of the fifth global climate strike, FFF is calling on Berliners online to take part in a, quote, net strike. The movement's website will feature a strike program with music, speeches, and live broadcasts from all over Germany. According to the organizers, around 630,000 people throughout Germany took part in the most recent global climate strike at the end of November. In Berlin alone, the police reported almost 100,000 participants. The movement considers the measures of the German government for more climate protection to be completely insufficient. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Twitter and Facebook, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.